Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Splatcast. Today is Sunday, February 2nd. As always, it's me, Rhett, and we have with us here Jace.
Whoa, whoa.
And we have Anthony.
Yo, yo, yo.
How's it going today, guys?
Doing well, man. Busy night, but exciting stuff.
Busy night. Yeah, big night. Big night in the association. We have a lot to cover, so we'll go ahead and get right into it. Big news last night. Maybe the biggest story in the NBA. Aaron Wiggins sets a new career high last night against the Kings.
Once again, saving basketball.
Let's see, what do you have? 41 points, 14 rebounds, 3 assists. Yes, that's right. And that was a 144-110 win against the Kings for the Thunder. That was pretty awesome. Good for Wiggs, the savior of basketball, as Jace said. Any thoughts on that, y'all?
Awesome showing. Didn't think he'd ever get a chance to shoot like 30 shots in an NBA game, but took full advantage of it. As you said, you know, kind of stole the show of the entire NBA landscape last night for maybe 2 hours.
Like 30 minutes? Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Yeah. Okay, well, yeah, did you have something, Ant? Did you want to say something about Wiggs?
I mean, yeah, it was dope. I mean, we know that anyone is capable of going off in an NBA game, but I think the context was cool because Wiggins was in a slump. And
yeah, he was.
The Thunder, not really in a slump, but like we were kind of like, oh, I hope these guys get back on track tonight. And they did against not the greatest opponent, but a team that was above 500 that had all their starters playing. And they cooked them.
Dominated the game.
Across the board, 70 rebounds, 4 or 5 guys over 16 points. Like, great performance by the Thunder. But then things got crazy.
I think we may have lost Anthony for a minute there, but yeah.
I said
all joking aside. Yeah, all joking aside. Obviously, the big news from last night, blockbuster trade. I mean, many are calling it like the most like unprecedented, unexpected, like shocking trade in the history of the league. Luka Doncic traded to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis. It was a 3-team trade. There was other stuff involved in that. I'll go ahead and kind of read off from ESPN what was involved here. So Lakers, Mavericks, and Jazz completed this trade. So the Lakers, they received Luka, Maxi Kleba, and Markieff Morris from the Mavericks. Dallas got in return Anthony Davis, Max Christie, and the Lakers 2029 first-round pick. The Jazz received Jalen Hood-Schifino, the Clippers 2025 second round pick, and the Mavericks 2025 second round selection. I also did want to say before we start getting into just kind of the, you know, discussion around it, this is the first time I saw like reigning all NBA players were swapped, like traded for each other in the history of the league. So I thought that was just kind of a cool little
first time
fact.
Ever.
Yeah. So wow. Kind of surprising, honestly. Right. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. But yeah,
there's so much we can get into. Like we're gonna cover this from the Mavs point of view, the Lakers side of things, the West from the Thunder
West at large.
Yeah. But like, I want to hear from y'all first. Like, where were you? What was like your first reaction? Like, what was the first thing you thought? I thought it was fake.
That was my first reaction too. And I will say, Jace, before you get into yours. I was lame. I didn't hear about it until I woke up this morning. So I imagine y'all probably heard about it last night.
Yeah.
But it was late. It was past 11 p.m.
It was past my bedtime, man. I was like in bed, just turned off my TV, like about to fall asleep. And one of my buddies sent it to me on Twitter. And I was just like, that's stupid, man. Like, that's like 2K, you know.
If you were like looking at like the at name, like is the like extra character? Like
this game? Oh yeah. I went in there, like dug all around, And then, you know, Twitter started getting flooded with all these other reporters being like, I confirmed it. Like, yeah, this is real. And so then I spent like the next hour and a half or so just like trying to rationalize it, trying to figure out like what happened. Because the biggest thing to me was the Mavs were the team that reached out about it, you know, and like started those conversations. So I just, it took me a long time to kind of like accept like, yeah, this is real. This happened. Both sides wanted to do this. And I don't know, man, I'm still kind of struggle with the, you know, understanding the viewpoints of like why this trade needed to happen.
How did you hear about it, Ant, before we get into kind of the minutiae of it all?
I was also laying in bed, like about to turn my TV off, and was just scrolling Twitter. So I saw Shams tweet like 4 minutes after he had put it out. And the immediate reaction was like Luka wanted out because of the De'Aaron Fox news, the Jimmy Butler stuff.
That like, was my this first is thought. Just another he had one to that, have
what happened, like and hopefully we hear more details like in the coming days, but like I feel like ever since he got injured with the calf thing, it's been quiet. I don't know how his recovery is doing. I mean, I don't keep up with the Mavs that close, but like, I don't know if he's doing better. Like, meanwhile, we know Chet's like ramping up right now. Like, where is Luka? Like, what is the relationship between him and the Mavs? And apparently it's not going well.
Well, from what I've read, he did not ask for this and he was not aware until it was done. And there's some stuff going around that I kind of don't believe. I don't think I believe for sure, you know, but one thing, the fact that Luka like didn't know about it, I think I do believe due to the fact, like based on how the Mavericks are treating him on the way out, they are spitting on him. They're treating him horribly. Yeah. Totally. They're talking bad about him, calling him a fat loser. Basically,
that was crazy. It was Tim McMahon that called Nico Harrison and dude, this had me last night like trying to be all investigative. I'm like, who even is Nico Harrison? Like, where did he come from? And I knew nothing about it. Like, he's never been an exec. He worked at Nike all those years, and the Mavs just pulled him in when they pulled in Jason Kidd, and he's made good moves. And like, we'll get into the Mavs like new restructured offense. Like, I don't want to get into it yet, but like one thing that people will remember when they won the West last year and he pulled the beer from Luka's hand. That's kind
that
of the
Finley.
Last like,
that wasn't
image
Nico
I
Harrison.
Have
that was Mike
together.
Finley. Am I wrong, Jace?
I am not sure, but I do remember the video. I haven't seen that.
It was Finley. It was Michael Finley that took his beer away.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But big I Michael think Finley fan, though.
Yeah.
I think that was like they're frustrated with Luka. Like they're front out. I don't know if Cuban. I thought Cuban loved him.
Yeah. Like, I think he did.
I thought everyone in the Mavs
loved
him.
I'm thinking of that Cuban like, quote where
they
he
don't
was
care.
Like, if I have to decide between keeping Luka on the Mavs or staying married to my current wife, then you can catch me at the courthouse because I'm getting a divorce. You know, but I that's another thing before we start getting into like the actual basketball of it all. I mean, surely a guy like Luka, the owners had to have okayed this.
Yeah.
Right.
No, 100%. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you don't trade
it's not even really,
has Cuban said anything?
Yeah. Well, Cuban's not even really the owner anymore. Like, he doesn't really have
good point,
enough.
Good point.
Like, to have power. And that's another thing I wanted to say about this. And obviously, I've talked about this before, but I have some buddies that are big Mavs fans and knowledgeable sports guys and everything. And one of them, Joe, was saying, let me just say, obviously he's upset, understandably so. And, you know, I think he's just, maybe he's just talking, but not that I believe this personally, but I thought it was an interesting thought. Do y'all know who the new Mavericks real owner is?
I don't.
It's a nothing female, about her. Right?
Yeah, Miriam Adelson. Mm-hmm. They're casino people. So Joe said that he thinks this is they kind of did the league and Adam Silver a solid, so that when they want to move the Mavericks to Las Vegas, it doesn't get blocked. Again, I don't really believe
that's
that.
Deep. I don't.
Yeah, I don't. I just thought it was funny and interesting. You know, I'm just saying.
I mean, who knows? Because it sounds like, yeah, really no one knew. I don't know when the initial call happened. I was just got done watching the Lakers beat the Knicks. LeBron's happy. You know, like, everyone just seemed shocked afterwards.
Yeah, no, I mean, Lakers have been playing really well. I think they've won like 8 of their last 10. But, I mean, for them, it shakes things up in the short term for the Lakers, but I mean, they just kind of solidified their future for like at least the next 10 years, probably. And they didn't really have to give up that much to do it.
Yet another face of the league playing in Los Angeles, like
highway robbery.
You know, that's good for the Lakers. That's kind of classic Lakers. I'm sure the league was like happy to see that.
Well, so I'm not, are we kind of, do we want to kind of get into like that? X's and O's of it all, like how this affects the basketball stuff. There's just so much to this. I'm not even really sure how to like approach it in terms of talking about it.
Let's finish from like what we've heard from Mavs fans, because I've been talking to like some.
Yeah.
Some
okay. That's great. Too,
that so like they, I don't think it's like a love hate with Luka. They love Luka. Like they are heartbroken.
Yeah. Well, you said it, and it would be like our, like us waking up and finding out that Shea got traded.
Yep.
I'd be sick.
Because it's a guy that they've had since day one.
Well, yeah, and he's a divisive player. That was another thing I was thinking about. Like, a lot of fan bases, and like, he's not like widely beloved and popular, you know? Like, a lot of people kind of have a negative connotation on Luka, and they have to defend him, you know? And he's great. He's a great player. That's the main thing, is that he's great. And they've had to defend him, and they have built the team around him, obviously, and they've rooted for him his whole career, and it's been a great career so far. And they just gave him the boot, man. Yeah, I'd be sick if I was a Mavs fan. It'd be horrible.
But yeah, no, so the Mavs, they I guess they were facing the contract extension this summer for Luka. What, 4-year, $350 million? Something like that?
It would have been something like 70.
Supermax.
Yeah, 72 or something a year over 5 or something like that. Isn't that right, Jace?
I think what I had seen was like 350 in total.
Okay.
For the Supermax. I'm not positive like how.
Something like that. I mean, it's a lot of money. Yeah.
And their plan was just to run it back, like the team that got to the finals, plus signing Klay.
Right.
Like, they could do it. They could do it again. And they're just like, no, like, we don't want Luka for 5 years. So we got to get something for him right now. Crazy.
Right now in the middle of the season. That is like one of the crazier parts to me. It's that, like, not only that it was just kind of out of the blue, just basically conversations between two teams and like nobody else, but just the timing of it, like right before All-Star break. Like, that's typically not when stars are moved, you know? And they just,
it's not that you don't, that's not when you get the best return on investment.
Yeah, definitely.
But it is. It is trade deadline week. On Thursday's the deadline. So sure. It's like, all right, this is just the start, hopefully. I mean, there's nothing better. Like, NBA trade deadline and free agency, it's awesome.
Neither of these teams are done, because the Mavericks didn't even get the whole war chest from the Lakers. The Lakers still have another tradable first.
Mm-hmm. And like,
he must have, did he just not negotiate at all, Nico?
It like, doesn't he was like, seem we want AD, like it.
And we're like, we can do this. Like, did he just not know maybe that they had another first they could have traded?
They got to know something. Like, I think, okay, now we switch to like the Lakers' perspective. Like, they're willing to give up AD, but then they're like, okay, what's really going on with Luka for us to accept this? Is it really because he's out of shape, lazy, doesn't play defense, you know? And yeah, then in that case, matters. we're not going to give you Reeves. We're not going to give you a second pick. We're going to give you Christie, take it or leave it, and we'll make it happen right now. The Mavs,
no,
yeah, I guess didn't negotiate it.
It was basically like, for all intents and purposes, basically like Luka Doncic, Anthony Davis swap. And like, sure, you can have this other draft pick, but like primarily it was just like a swap.
Yeah. They did not get good enough return. And like, I don't, you mentioned the trade deadline, and it made me think of this. Neither one of these teams are done, surely. Because now the Lakers, they kind of already had a big man problem, and now they don't have any, you know, a starting center. They need a center.
One of the best rim protectors in the NBA.
Yeah.
They're riding out Jackson Hayes. No, I don't think that'll last long. Lakers won't. Will for sure make a move. Maybe LeBron. But for the Mavs, like, what else do you think the Mavs are going to do?
Apparently they're going all in on defense. The guy that first came to mind for me was Herb Jones. Because they don't really have like an elite perimeter defender. Me and Jace were kind of talking about this a little bit before. And like, I think Najee's a really good defender. I think PJ's a really good defender. But Jace said this, they're kind of more wing-ish, you know, type guys. PJ especially, he's almost like a four a lot of times. So I think they need like a point of attack defender, I guess. But now, who knows what they're going to do? You know, I don't know what they're going to do.
Seems like anything is open for both sides now.
Yeah.
Like, who can, like, stop them from just doing another, like, massive, surprising trade?
Yeah, they just gave away a top three player in the league for a top 15 guy and pretty much nothing else. So if I'd be on the phone with Nico like weekly if I was a GM. Yeah.
What else you want to do?
You know? Yeah. If you
who else are you trying to get
Nico, if you got a thought in your head, just tell, you know, run it by me because I want to talk to you, my friend.
Yeah. Seems like a pleasure to do business with him. If like that's kind of the thought process behind everything, like just kind of out of the blue, like, yeah, I'll do this.
I feel like doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's a fun idea.
Well, and like, why did that absolute sicko, Danny Ainge, getting in on this?
Yeah.
How did he get a second rounder out of the Mavs? Why did they do that?
Just kind of bored, you know. Yeah, another one. They just
what does your shirt say?
So good at blah 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 blah. It's an SGA.
Oh, that's shirt. Such a sick shirt. Yeah,
you got it for me, Rhett.
Yeah,
nice.
I like that.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's a great shirt.
We should bring up like the Thunder.
Anthony had a thought. We're going to give him a second.
Sorry, was I frozen?
Yeah.
Okay. The Mavs and the Lakers, they're both Western Conference. All right. Everyone at the West is looking up at OKC. The Lakers, a little different scenario. They're looking at what do we do after LeBron retires. The Mavs are looking at what can we do to win the West again. First, you got to go through OKC. So how is their team best built to beat us? And they're going all in on their monster big lineup, doubling down on it, tripling down when Lively comes back. And they think that's going to carry them to the finals.
I think, like you said,
go ahead, Jace. Sorry.
Okay. I was going to say that, like, Anthony Davis is, like, a very specific type of player that could give the Thunder, like, a lot of problems. But he's going to give the Thunder problems for what? Like, at max, 5 years? Like, high upside, 5 years. And then what after those 5 years? Because the Thunder are basically still going to be at full strength at that point. So, like, it's just, like, solely a here and now type thing in my mind. Like, me and Rhett discussed a little bit, like, draft picks, that type of stuff. Like, is it worth it to try to get one championship right now? Rather than having like a top five player face the league type guy.
Well, that has to be their thinking, but they got worse. They got worse in the short term. There is no way that he thinks that this makes them better right now. There's no way.
All that it does is just like drastically change the type of team that they are, you know?
Yeah, like, it does that, but they were just in the finals last year.
Right, right.
And he was a top three NBA guy. Or,
he scored 70.
Top three MVP guy. Yes, like he can't. the decision makers in Dallas can't think that this makes them better right now. There's no way. Well, if that GM is telling that to the owners that this makes us better right now, they have to have the common sense to fire him immediately. Like he had to have sold them on some kind of plan for the future, because they got worse right now. They're right. I mean, am I missing something obvious? Like they got worse for the short term.
I know they're not just thinking of the Thunder, but they saw that they beat us back to back with no Luka. And they're like, hey, throwing in Anthony Davis isn't going to hurt either. Cause they're going to get Chet back. We're going to get AD and we're going to beat them in the playoffs. And I don't know. That's how they convinced them. And they save money doing it. I don't know.
Well, maybe it's a financial thing too, but it's not a basketball winning thing. Like they did not get better.
And hey, talking about the like the Mavericks plan going forward, I would like to bring up really quick their draft pick scenario. Because me and Rhett were talking about this before we started recording. So I have a list pulled up of all of their draft picks going forward, and I'll just kind of fly through just the first rounders real quick. So 2025, they have their own. 2026, they have their own. 2027, they have some type of swap with the Hornets. 28, their pick is going to the Thunder for nothing, just straight up going to the Thunder.
Unprotected.
2029 going to either Houston or Brooklyn. And then 2030 is the San Antonio Spurs own a pick swap with them where the Spurs get the more, get the better draft pick. So after 2026, they don't have just like straight up their own first round pick until 2031. So they better hope that something like comes after this
small
window is open, right?
They better win. They better win now, because if it doesn't work, they don't have, obviously they don't have draft capital to do anything, but they can't recoup because mm-hmm. their two best guys are, one of them's already in his mid 30s. The other one is injury prone and over 30.
That's
so what are you gonna do? Plus, now it's out there that your GM doesn't know what he's doing. So, like,
like you were saying, a lot
really,
more teams.
The more I think about it, it kind of makes me upset because, like, yeah, it's just like I just can't make sense of this. And it's like they've really done the Lakers a big time solid here. Like, this is not fair because. Obviously Luka's really good, you know, blah blah blah. We've already talked about that, but Luka's no longer eligible for the Supermax. So they've saved, I think it's something like $80 million over the life of the contract. That's a 4-year mid-level deal.
That they gave the Lakers a Luka coupon when they sent him over there.
And obviously LA, you know, they have no trouble getting people want to come play there. Everybody wants to be a Laker.
Sure.
So they found themselves in such a great spot now, the Lakers have.
So what do you guys think? You think LeBron and Luka is going to work? Like, are they? How does that outlook look for them? Like, well, are they contenders now?
I would be more than happy to share my thoughts on it. I think the Lakers now have two of the biggest defensive liabilities in like wing sized players in the whole NBA. And like, I would guess that Luka is going to try to, you know, increase what he does on defense a little bit, being in this new situation. I'm sure he's going to be playing pretty inspired now. But at the same time, like, he is still not a good defensive player. And
he's never going to be a good defender.
No. And LeBron at this age, kind of, you know, it's more age than anything else. Like, he can't do everything as well as he used to. He's still super good offensively. But just objectively on the defensive side of the ball is like a shell of what he used to be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you have two players out there that are taking like a good amount of defensive plays off every single game, like that's going to show, especially when you have, at least at the moment, Jackson Hayes as your rim protector, like as your primary rim protector, like that is going to be very, like a huge
deal. That's a really good point. That's a really good point.
But
they don't have any good defenders left now. Like AD was their whole defensive infrastructure. Finney Smith.
Yeah, I was going to say, Luka gets to get back with Dorian Finney-Smith. So, like, wow. Yeah. Congratulations, Luka.
Well, I don't think this is – Anthony, you ask if the Lakers are contenders now. I don't think so in the short term.
I think
– LeBron's not that good anymore. Sadly, it's just – age and everything. I mean, for his age, he's a marvel and everything. But in terms of like the landscape, he's no longer, you know, he's in terms of the caliber of players that they're going to be having to deal with in the West, it's just not there.
Yeah.
So no, I don't think they're contenders this year. I do think it makes the Lakers a lot better in the short term.
You mean
but it's a long-term move for, no, for, I think it, excuse me. Yeah. Did I say short term? Yeah. Long term. Yeah. I meant to say long term. Obviously. Yeah. I mean, he's a 25-year-old, 5-time All-NBA guy, like it, constant MVP candidate, you know, like, golly, man. But, I can't believe this really happened and we're talking about it.
Doesn't this like is not important at all, but I do think Luka going to play with LeBron could be like the perfect way for LeBron to end his career, like legacy wise, playing with like a next up and coming, like face of the league type guy, passing the torch, especially for the Lakers superstar, like just in terms of like NBA history, legacy, that type of stuff. Like,
it's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's like inarguably cool. Yeah. For sure.
I don't know. That does not make it like any less weird, like by any means.
Yeah. Well, what we should really be asking is, I think the thing I'm most interested in is like, are the Mavericks still contenders? Just due to the fact that, like, I would argue, you know, that not that this is a hot take, but they traded the much better player, and they were in the finals last year, and they initiated it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, do y'all think they're still contenders?
Personally, yeah, I do.
You do.
I think.
What do you mean? What does that mean, though? You think they're contenders to win the title this year?
I think potentially. Like, I'd been saying, like, this changes the type of team that they are, like, basically a 180. I think that, like, the defensive depth that they have, I do completely agree with what me and you were talking about, Rhett, with, you know, like, point of attack on quicker guards, that type of stuff. Like, that's going to be an issue. But just, like, the amount of length and size and versatility that they have in defenders, I think that they, especially now that they've added one of the top rim protectors in the whole NBA, who can also give you at least 25 points a game, I think that their defense could, within this next stretch of 2 or 3 years, whatever it ends up being, could be like a really special, well-rounded, versatile defensive group, which, you know, in the playoffs, you're still going to have Kyrie as like the go-to shot maker, whatever. Still have,
well,
you know,
AD can get a tough bucket too.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But just solely on the defensive side, like, I think it's a real unique, interesting team for the here and now.
Okay, well, here's my thoughts on it. I think it's a really simple math equation. I don't think the Mavericks are contenders anymore. I still think they're going to be good. But can you tell me the last time a team won a title without a top 10 player in the NBA?
Like, no.
Nope. I'm not sure it's happened in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Mavericks don't have one. I really think it's fair.
Well, I think that, you know, I guess more so than them being a real threat to win the whole thing, I think that they're still real threat to win the West. Because if they got to the finals against Boston, I think that they're just kind of like a worse version of the Celtics in a way. Like, versatile defenders.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, because I was going to say, I mean, like, I'm sure some people you would talk to when I bring up that top 10 player thing would say that Tatum isn't. But if you look at it, he is, you know, he's at least top 10. If you look at how things kind of break out, I mean, it's close. You can make the argument. And I guess you could make the argument that AD is close, but not in my opinion. But I don't know. I mean, maybe this just turns out and it's just like a way better fit for AD, because I feel like I'm – it's just – it's unfortunate that this is the way things shook out, because AD is really good. It's just when you're trading him for Luka, it kind of is like not enough to the extent where it's like almost unbelievable. And I feel like that's like a slight to AD, because AD is a really, really good player. But it's Luka.
AD's right. Been saying that he – doesn't want to play center. Like, yeah. That's where he was for LA, and now he'll be power forward in Dallas. Like, what if it does work out? And yeah, right now they're sitting in eighth place. What if it's the Thunder Mavs first round?
It would be hard. I mean, I wouldn't be excited about that, but I mean, really, like, anybody is going to be hard in the West. Like, everybody's good.
I think what's a lot,
like,
more.
Let me look at the plan. I'd rather play. Yeah, I'd rather play anybody else except for them out of that play-in. Still,
I think the more interesting thing that I think could happen is both the Lakers and the Mavericks end up in the play-in and have to go head-to-head, do or die game. I think that that would be like a blast.
Well, have y'all heard anything about, like, Luka coming back? Like, when that may be?
I had heard that it's, like, was supposed to be, like, right after All-Star break.
Okay.
So, like, within, you know, the next week or so, whatever. Or, like, right around All-Star break.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't kind of anticipate a Lakers skid, Jace, just based on the stuff you're saying. Like, if they don't have Luka. You know, assuming they don't do anything else, but they can. That's the thing. They still can do stuff.
And there has been a rumor going around today that players like Nick Claxton or Time Lord, what's Robert Williams? Is that his name?
Yeah, Robert Williams.
I like only know him as Time Lord now. But,
yeah, I love Time Lord.
There's rumors going around that those two, like link the athletic rim protector, lob finisher, that type of big man, is what the Lakers are trying to get a deal done for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you've seen Luka elevates guys like that, lob catchers and you know, rim protectors. That's really what they need.
He put Derek Lively into Chet conversations. Like, not serious conversations.
Yeah, I saw somebody say, conversations no more Luka lobs. Derek Lively, welcome to the NBA. No disrespect. Derek Lively is good, but his life has changed significantly.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's going to be interesting to see. Yeah, we got to wait for to see both of these guys. You know, the Mavs play in an hour. They're playing in Cleveland.
Yeah.
15-point underdog.
I kind of want to watch it. I kind of want to watch it. I mean, I think Cleveland is going to blast them. Man, like, it's going to be ugly. But I don't know. Maybe. We've seen the Mavs do some crazy, crazy stuff, man. Like, you never know what to expect for them. Maybe PJ will have 40. I was joking around with the Mavericks fans earlier, you know, and I was like, with Luka out, we can see PJ needs to have the ball in his hands. You got to give him the keys. Well, you got the keys now, PJ. Let's see what you got.
It's time for a leap.
He's probably going to have like 50 or something over the next couple weeks, isn't he?
Did the Thunder play them again in the regular season?
Yeah, his role's going to increase.
I think we play him one more time, don't we?
I don't think so.
Aren't we 2-1 against him?
I think we've already played him 4 times.
So we're 3-1. They own us.
I was pretty interested to see, like, new look PJ. Is he going to just, like, score 60? On us if we play them again?
He probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have him on the schedule the rest of the year.
Yeah, I think now that I've listened to what y'all have said, I think I probably was overreacting a little bit about the short term for the Mavericks. Like, AD's good. Like, they'll still be good. But it's just like, certainly long term, not a good move, but. Yeah, I just don't think they have the – I just feel like they don't have the offensive pop anymore. I mean, they just lost a top two offensive player probably.
Long term, it's dumb. They gave up – the face of the franchise. His jersey was going to be retired. They were going to have a statue. He's going to be a Hall of Famer. Like, they're like
– He already has Luka Doncic Day. In Dallas.
Yeah.
He's already got a holiday.
Slovenia night is in March.
That'll be fun.
Should they still retire Luka's jersey in Dallas? Think about it before you answer.
Wow.
How many years was he there? Six?
Six, I think.
Six or seven? Like.
Six or seven.
I don't think so. Like, no MVP. They went to the finals once. That's it. You know?
He's a five-time All-NBA, five-time All-Star, scoring champ twice, I think.
Rookie of the year.
Rookie of the year.
It's a pretty good resume.
it's a good resume, but it's...
They won't.
It's like a five-year stretch. Like, is 5 years, regardless of what you do, like, is that enough?
That's a good point. They won't do it. They won't. But I think they probably should.
I feel like they could. It's just they won't. He won't get a statue. Jersey retirement statue. That's too different.
Not if Nico has anything to say about it. Luca's number one hater.
Well, he won't. Nico won't be there for long.
He'll be gone by then.
About that. Yeah.
Could he be the Las Vegas Mavericks first ever retired jersey? Huh. Think about that.
It's crazy, man.
This one other thing about the on the Lakers side of this, that I didn't really question this too much, but like people coming out and confirming over the past few hours or so that like LeBron is not getting traded. LeBron wants to stay. Like, did y'all think that that was ever a possibility?
I didn't really consider that until I heard that he didn't know.
Uh-huh.
But I don't believe that he didn't know. Did I already say that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, no, I don't believe that LeBron didn't know, because him and AD have the same agent. And this has been apparently being talked about for at least the past couple days. You know, like, I know that's not that much time, but I don't believe that LeBron didn't know. But even if LeBron would have said, no, I don't want you to do it, if I'm Pelinka, you still have to do it. And then after you've done it, if LeBron wants to get traded, we'll do that. That would be like absolutely insane and unprecedented. But for this kind of, for this deal, you do this deal no matter what.
Right. And I would think, kind of going back to what I was saying about like this being a good, interesting way for LeBron to end his career and like add another little wrinkle to the legacy. Like, I would have guessed that he would have supported this. I mean, like, you know, too. Yeah, like, if we can get Luka, like, yeah, bring him in.
Yeah.
He can be friends with my son. Luka and Bron say, are the future of the Lakers.
Like, do I think trading LeBron is going to happen? No. But now I think anything's possible. No one's safe. Did you guys see the Suns that were sitting on the bench and they were like passing the phone around?
Yeah,
really? No, I didn't see that.
Because they're probably
Bradley
thinking
Beal
in their
looked
head
like
too.
Scared.
Anyone, any of those guys could be traded. You never know.
It's my favorite part of the Suns reaction. I thought the funniest part was Bradley Beal on the end of the bench, you know, like, oh. He looked the most scared to me.
Well, he needs they're doing everything they can to trade him, but good luck. Right. He's on a really bad contract. I bet Jimmy Butler's fighting mad too, because no one's thinking about him, you know?
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler loves being like the center of attention.
He is like, I've never really been too big of a Jimmy Butler fan, but like his whole season this year has just driven me crazy.
Yeah.
It's absurd.
I never really thought that much about Jimmy Butler. I just thought he was like a huge like playoff riser, and honestly like a guy like I liked him when he came across my mind, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My perception of him is like totally changed. Cause he's done this is like the third time he's done this now.
Yeah.
He's not good enough to be acting this way.
There's reports of like the Heat locker room, like all the players are just like so fed up with him.
Yeah. Well, were you talking, Jason, about like how they were like, we don't want him to come back?
Yeah.
Like when they tried basically to bring him back and play him?
Yeah. Just,
man. Yeah. Well, obviously, like you'd think that this kind of thing, this kind of move would like set off like dominoes, you know, like a bunch of other trades. Y'all have thoughts on anything else that might happen? I have some Fox thoughts now, but
I do think Fox will wind up in San Antonio. As far as like the next steps after that, like is Chris Paul going to go play with the Kings or is he going to get bought out if he gets traded? Yada, yada, yada. Like no clue. Like that whole mess, other than Fox just winding up in San Antonio, is like.
So you think before the deadline, Chase?
I think so. I would guess so.
Yeah.
But, you know, who knows, man? I don't know if Miami's going to be able to find a buyer, like a legitimate buyer for Jimmy Butler.
I mean, I think Phoenix is like the only realistic option, right?
Yeah, I would guess so. Like who else would want him?
Golden State, maybe, but that wouldn't really make sense to me.
Could
I think that it's kind of over in Golden State, unfortunately.
Could Steph Curry be getting moved to the Lakers to play with maybe LeBron and Luka and Bronny
and Luka
maybe and Austin Reeves.
I kind of think, Jace, that if I'm the Kings, I'm not trading Fox until the deadline, because now the market is so out of whack.
Yeah, that's true.
This deadline, though, right? So like 3 days?
Yeah, Thursday, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would say, you know what? We're going to let things cool down and we can have conversations again this summer. But because Fox is good.
And he seems to be, good return for him. He seems to be, you know, kind of like handling stuff the right way. Like, you know, like I would be open to a trade, yeah, but at the same time, while I'm here. Yeah, right.
Yeah, he's gone out there and played and he hasn't made a stink or anything. Like, I think it really was in that case, like no ill will or anything like that. He was just like, I don't plan to resign here. So right. We should both do what's best for us, you know?
Sure.
Which is, that's fine, I think. Like, he's kind of doing the team a solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess in that case, given that he's done that, what the Kings probably should do is be like, hey, you know, this is the plan. We'd like to wait and trade you in the summer if that's okay. And then if Fox was like, nah, I really want to be here, like, I would probably try to make it happen if I was the GM. You know, you want to do right by a guy like that. Obviously, you want to get return, of course, but you do want to do the right thing for a guy like Fox, who's been a pro and a good player.
Sure.
But yeah, the Fox thing is the most interesting thing to me. Am I forgetting anybody else? Obviously, like you said, anything can happen now.
Yeah.
we were saying maybe Dallas tries to move Gafford. That was a name that I kind of heard floating around and stuff. Obviously before this, of course, but like, just it seems a little bit redundant to have Anthony Davis, Gafford, and Lively now, given how things have changed.
Sure.
What do y'all think about that? Or does it not matter? Should they just have the three of them?
You know, I think this year could be fine.
They need all of them because Lively's out for a while.
Yeah, Lively's not going to play again this year.
And I think, right? I don't know. I've not really kept up with Lively. But Gafford could have been one that you just include in the Luka deal some way. I'm sure that would have gotten you like the rest of the picks that the Lakers could have traded. Like add a little bit more to the war chest. So that kind of makes me think that they want to keep him. Obviously
Gafford's worth at least a first. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the Lakers couldn't have made that work financially. They couldn't have traded for both Luka and Gafford.
That's what I was going to say. Like the money side of it, I'm sure would have been a lot tougher to figure out. I don't know.
And I was wrong about Lively. He initially was out 2 to 3 months, so he will be back. But like Ant said, it'll be closer to the playoffs. So I just wanted to clarify that.
Cool. But yeah, with the what I was saying about maybe finding a way to include Gafford in that same trade, that was kind of born in my brain just because like the Lakers only sent one first round pick in that trade.
Yeah.
And like, that's just, it's absurd to me. I don't understand, man. Maybe Luka just like didn't have as much draft value as, or trade value as we thought he did. Like,
no, that can't be it.
It can't be. I cannot wrap my head around how this came to be just like so quickly.
Yeah, well, I mean, he would have been my like thought on Luka's trade value would, he would have been the most valuable player to ever have been traded. He's a 25-year-old, 5-time All-NBA guy who's going to be a constant MVP candidate at least for the next 10 years. He would have been the most valuable player that's ever been traded. And like, if it would have been a deal where they were like, hey, we're going to trade Luka, so phone lines are open, we would have seen something absurd.
Yeah.
Absurd.
Like, I think that's,
yeah. Wait, Let's fast forward. Like, if we had this, if we were recording this time yesterday, and we were making hypothetical trades, and say, like, what would you give up if you were the Lakers to get Luka?
I thought about this.
It's just, yeah, what, half a dozen first round picks?
I was going to say, like, if it was, obviously I'm not even thinking about the financials, but like in terms of like an equitable deal, I was thinking like AD, Austin Reeves, Finney Smith, and then like five or six firsts. Obviously you'd have to get another team involved and like other stuff would have to happen, but like I'd need at least Anthony Davis and Austin Reeves and then like five or six firsts at least.
I would have said, if you asked me what the Lakers would have to get give up to get him, I would have said they don't have nearly enough to get him.
Yeah, they no. They, me too. Yeah, I would have said there's no way they can do it. Yeah,
like, no, it's just like they can't. They're not the team to do it. Like, unfortunately, they don't have enough draft capital.
Well, Jason and I were talking about it too, and one of the teams that came to mind for me is like I would have called Houston if I was Dallas and said, we would consider giving him to you for Jalen Green, Amin Thompson, maybe like Atari, and then like five firsts. They wouldn't give us both Amin and Atari, but that's
no,
where
no.
Start.
You mentioned those guys, and I'm like, oh no, they're untouchable. But no one's untouchable now.
They would have traded. They would have traded Jalen and Amin for him.
I think so too.
I would have done it in a heartbeat. And easy. Amin, yeah, you know, like lately, Amin especially has like really raised his draft value.
Yeah,
but
awesome.
Like,
yeah.
There's levels to this.
It's Luka.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Right. It's Luka. Yeah. I just cannot believe it, man. It's so crazy.
I was saying last night, the first person I was talking to about this was Jordan. And I was telling her like 2 days ago, if you had like every NBA fan make a list of like the top five most untouchable players in the NBA, like Luka would have been on every single one of those lists.
Like, absolutely
nobody
doubt about
would have
it.
Kept him out. Because just like undoubtedly, who would be the players that on those untouchable lists would be ahead of him? It would be like Wimby, Jokic. I think that's sure. Like
I would have had Luka ahead of Jokic. I would have had Luka ahead of Jokic.
And like Anthony,
just given
did you
the
say
age?
Shea?
Yeah,
I would have had Shea ahead of Luka. Yeah.
I think
Luka's younger.
Those two, Shea and Luka, I think are the two that are like closest together, at least in my mind. It would go Wimby number one.
Go ahead.
I would say
agreed.
Wimby number one. Then I would say Jokic number two. And then I would say Luka, SGA right there, like together, 3-4.
My five would be Wimby, like in his own tier. Luka Shea in their tier, and then like Giannis Jokic in their tier.
Yeah. I think I would probably say Giannis, and I'm assuming that you're like factoring the age into it and everything too.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's definitely fair. Giannis pretty easily for me would have been the fifth guy in that group. Not sure like the tier situation of it for me, but yeah, like those five guys. I would think like there's no way that they're getting moved. Like whenever it's not their decision.
Those are the guys that you cannot trade. Like Wimby Wimby, but the other four are MVPs. Like
Giannis,
the MVP contenders.
Giannis is debatable because if the Bucks were still really bad and they had to switch up and Giannis said that he's unhappy and he wants, because I don't think he's going to.
Well, yeah, if they're asking for it, that's a different thing entirely,
sure.
I think.
Yeah, I agree with that for sure.
But yeah, I think Giannis out of those five guys would be the lowest.
Yeah.
If that's what you're saying. Like, but I do think him and Jokic are kind of like in that same tier, but I think Giannis, just given nothing to do with him, just more so like the where the team finds themselves. You know what I mean? If that makes sense.
Sure.
That's a really interesting list because I like those are the easy choices. Like, what about 6 through 10? Like that would take me some more time to like think about, but
we'll see. In my mind,
I mean, it's you're probably talking about guys like Anthony Edwards is like the guy that comes to mind for
Edwards.
Me.
Yeah.
Chet.
Yeah. I think outside of those top five, it
changes drastically.
Like, yeah, think, like Jay. Those guys are probably untouchable, like big picture. But like, if one
I really
of those,
think anybody outside of those five, you're, if it's the right conversation, you're open to having the conversation.
Sure. I would agree with that. Cooper Flagg.
Which is why this is so insane. You know, like, it's crazy, man.
Nuts.
Well, is there anything else y'all wanted to talk about? I think we covered most of it. I mean, we really could keep talking about this. It's just so unbelievable and unprecedented. Yeah.
No, nothing like this. The very first thought that I have was like, this is the biggest, not only surprising, like not only most surprising, but just like the biggest NBA trade like of our lifetime.
For sure. It might be the biggest trade ever made.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sure y'all have seen those tweets saying like LeBron to the Heat and Kevin Durant to the Warriors. But like KD to the Warriors was free agency. LeBron to the Heat was LeBron's decision.
It was a sign and trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a free agency move, but it was a sign and trade.
Yeah. And like this one was just middle of the season, out of nowhere, the Mavericks decision.
Like, yeah.
Nothing like this.
We'd probably have to do some research to answer this, but I think that like to my memory, this Luka's the best player that's ever been traded.
Yeah.
Like in a straight up trade like this, like in an actual real trade, not free agency sign and trade, like actual real trade. He's probably the best player that's ever been traded.
That may be right. Like, what I do would you guys believe think, that.
What do you guys think was most shocking? KD leaving OKC or Luka getting traded from Dallas?
Luka getting traded. The KD leaving, I thought that he might leave at the time. I was shocked that it was Golden State that they were able to do that. But the leaving wasn't super shocking. This is way more shocking.
I remember thinking at that time, like, is KD going to go to Washington? Is he going to go to the Wizards?
I thought Boston was maybe the team he would go.
Yeah.
I remember the Washington talks.
Yeah.
DC.
Which, no, looking back on that, like, that was absurd. Like, what an insane thought to have. But, yeah, no, that's where my, like, fear was at that time. Like, him leaving the Thunder to go team up with Brad Beal and John Wall in Washington.
That was an eye-opening thing, because teams have learned from that they don't want to lose their stars for nothing.
Uh-oh.
I keep freezing, man. That's probably a sign that we need to wrap it up soon. But what what I was saying is that the KD thing was eye-opening, that these teams don't want to lose their stars for nothing. And now the Luka thing is eye-opening, because anyone's on the table, I guess. Like, for the first time, we never thought that was possible, and now it is.
This won't – I don't think this will, like, set a precedent in the NBA. I think this is just, like, an all-time blunder. Like,
you say that, and we're going to get a whoops LeBron gets traded to the Warriors.
Well, that would be a different thing, because he's 40 years old, bro. That wouldn't be super shocking to me if they decided to trade him. But, no, I think this is just a whoopsie, and it's going to go down as, like, an all-time mistake, sadly.
Because, I mean, yeah, because I think Luka's going to be like, oh, yeah, you don't think?
He's on a mission.
He's going to be, especially when he goes to Dallas.
Hey, he might put like 80 or 90 on him. And then, like, JJ might let him, because you know JJ's a sicko like that, too.
First ever 80-point triple-double. Yeah. Could we see it on Luka's return to Dallas?
Luka could go. Look, Luka could get 80. There ain't no doubt about it.
Well, he scored 73, like, relatively easily last year. Like, it seemed pretty easy.
Oh, man. Yeah, well, they play each other in March, and I really hope Luka's back, because, Oh man. Yeah. I'm telling you.
Where's the game?
It may be something like we've never seen it before. If you're a Mavs fan, how do you feel about that? Because they're so mad at their team right now. Like, do you want to see Luka come in and embarrass your team?
I think so. I kind of think
I think they cheer for
Luka.
That's
such a strange situation to find yourself in.
So weird.
Such a bummer for those fans.
Yeah, no, I am like, if I'm a Mavericks fan, I am so anti, like, the organization right now. It just feels like, from like a fan standpoint, like such a betrayal. Like our MVP, top five player in the league, MVP candidate, I should say.
I know what you mean.
That just led us to the finals, and halfway through the next season, you just ship him off. Like,
not only you ship him off, you spit in his face on the way out the door.
Yeah, ship him off and like put a kick me sign on his back on his way out.
Well, that's what like my buddies that were Mavs fans were saying. Like, one of their big points is like, why would you, if you're a superstar level player, why would you ever want to play for the Mavericks after something like this?
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, a lot of my buddies who are like
Klay Thompson signing because he wanted to play with Luka, like that.
Yeah.
That's not going to happen again.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like a bunch of my buddies that are like big time sports fans, like very knowledgeable sports fans are saying like, I'm done with the Mavericks. I'm done.
Understandably.
Sad time to be a Dallas fan.
Yeah. Well, I've got my Dallas Cowboys on and we just made like a horrible head coaching hire, but I will say he's putting together like a pretty good staff, Jace.
I know.
People that are in the know. I don't know that much about the NFL, but people that are in the know seem to like it.
No, it seems like definitely a different type of staff than what we had with McCarthy, especially this past year. But
well, McCarthy, they sucked too. So I don't, whatever. I just don't care about the Cowboys at all. But yeah, I will say after this, like the Texas Rangers are pretty good. They won a World Series 2 years ago now. And then the Stars are like pretty good. The hockey team. I think after this, you maybe got to make a case like Dallas is the worst sports city in America. I know that's not true, but I think after a move like this, you can make a case.
The conversation is
that bad. Yeah. Yeah. Start the conversations. Okay. Well, I know you're ready to go, Ant. So we'll start wrapping it up. Anything else, y'all, before we end it?
I think we covered it pretty well. Next week, are we going to be planning to do award predictions during the All-Star break? Or no?
Yes.
Next week, Super Bowl Sunday. We'll see what's up. We'll see what's up.
We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
Stay tuned. There's more to come.
Stay tuned. Yeah.
Much more to come.
All right. Yeah, thanks for tuning in, everybody. And hope you have a great week this week. And we'll see you next time.
Adios.